This is Annette Letty interviewing Mary Miss at her home and studio in New York City on July 18th, 2016 for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution, card number one. Okay, now we can actually begin. I'm going to put this closer. All right, so I actually don't know anything about your early life, your childhood, except, and verify this, you were born in 1944 in New York City. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then after that, your life was a series of wanderings till you came back, it sounds like.
Yes. My father was overseas in the South Pacific during World War II, and my mother was living here in New York with her parents.
They had met before that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They had. My mother was an army nurse, and my father was he was in the military, and they met in California, I think.
While he was.
They were both in the military.
Was he a professional military guy, or was he just...
He ended up, after the war, staying in the Army.
But he had just signed up for the...
But he had probably been drafted or something. I don't really know, but...
He didn't enlist like so many people did out of patriotic sentiment.
I really don't know. I think he was in the... what do you call it? I don't know, some version of the ROTC or something like... No, is that what it is? I don't know. Anyway, he was in something that then when it was the war started, he probably joined.
A paramilitary kind of organization.
I don't think paramilitary. I think it's like the Army Reserves. That's what it's called.
I see.
The Army Reserves. So he and my mother met in California. They were both stationed, I think, at Camp Pendleton. And my mother was she was working there in, a hospital, but she was they were training nurses to fly planes to the South Pacific because they didn't have enough pilots. They wanted to use the pilots for doing the fighting.
They were training nurses to fight. Wow.
And there was this. There's a great picture of her in this.
It's like a documentary in itself, doesn't it?
Yeah. So she had on this fleece leather big thing, this outfit, this funny picture of her. Anyway, I think at that time, if a nurse got married, she had to get out of the Army. And so she got out of the Army. And
that would have been in 1940 or something?
I don't really know, maybe 42 or something like that. I know that they were on the East Coast for a while because there's a photograph of them on the coast in maybe North Carolina or something, and then he was in Alaska at a certain point. She was living in California with some friends. So I'm guessing they were married. He was in the Army. But I'm guessing they were married for a year or two before I was born. And so he came back when I was about a year old.
Oh, you were born while he was away in Alaska.
Mm-hmm. No, in the South Pacific.
In the South Pacific. But did he see action?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When he went to Alaska, they were married, but that was before he went to the South Pacific. So he was in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And... it's something that really marked him, I think, obviously.
World War II.
World War II.
He was in combat. But he was not wounded.
Yes, he was, but it was not a very serious wound. And he also had malaria, because every once in a while he would come down with malaria.
It would relapse, yeah.
That keeps coming back.